Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Over the years, on Facebook and other locations, I've seen people, read about them, who say they graduated from the School of Hard Knocks. While I'm not minimizing the importance of good grades in high school and college, I am saying that it's more important for you to be an A student in life. Good grades in high school sometimes lead to scholarships in college, but not always. We can tell you from personal experience that our youngest daughter was denied a full ride the last 2 years at TCU, even though she won a competition by all the judges on campus and off. She was denied that two-year ride because we made too much money. Well, I'm tempted to get on that soapbox.
And you don't want me to.
Yeah, you even wrote the president of the university a letter, had a conversation with him about it. We're not going to get on that soapbox today because we just don't have time. Once you graduate from high school or college, the grades you made are of limited value. However, being an A student in life affects your destiny. Here are seven ways to be an A student in life. Number one, study. If you went to college, you may have had a similar experience to mine. I had a history professor with whom I had a great relationship, explained to me the honors associated with a college graduate. I'll always remember he said, some people graduate summa cum laude, some graduate magna cum laude or cum laude, but Harold, you're going to graduate thanks to laude.
Thanks to the laude.
That's it. We both laughed, but truthfully, he spoke the truth. For me, my college career was a necessary stop on the way to my political destiny. However, all of that was BJ, before Jesus. The last thing on my mind was studying, but good study habits in large measure will determine your destiny.
In 2 Timothy 2:15, very familiar scripture for us, 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
The scripture says study. It doesn't say read once, glance over, or speed read through. The word says study. And I know the Holy Spirit used that word for a reason. A number of times we feel led to talk about study, but there's a reason so critical to our future. It's defined, study is defined in dictionary.com as application of the mind to the acquisition of knowledge as by reading, investigation, or reflection. As I read the definition of study, it quickened in my spirit that the real process of study to show yourself approved is contained, well, in this definition. Study is the acquisition of knowledge by reading, investing, and reflecting. It's simply, well, it's simple, really. Studying is a seed that you plant, and the harvest is the knowledge that you acquire.
In 1 Timothy 4:15 in the New Living Translation, it says, give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into the tasks so that everyone will see your progress. Number two, trust. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, which I read this morning, considering it's May 3rd. It says in the Classic Amplified Bible, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Not always easy.
That's true.
In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths.
Wow.
First, we must trust God's word. In Numbers 23:19, I love this, 23:19 in the Classic Amplified, it says, God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie, neither the Son of Man that he should feel repentance or compulsion for what he has promised. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Wow. Second, we must trust God's abilities. In Jeremiah 32:27 says, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? When we trust God, we are also trusting his ability to do what he said he would do. Third, we must trust God's intentions. Jeremiah 29:11 promises this in the New International Version, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And fourth, we must trust God's track record. No record of failure or not doing what he said he would do. And so many scriptures we could use, but we're going to use 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7 in the Classic Amplified. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Putting our trust in God's word makes us an A student and also the teacher's pet.
That's one teacher I want to be the pet for. Number three, use time wisely. When it comes to studying the word, it's best to have a set daily time for prayer and Bible study.
That's true. In Psalm 90, verse 12 in the Living Bible, it says, Teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should.
We've often said that if you don't have a plan for your days will have a plan for your time. Ecclesiastes 3:1, Message Bible. There is an opportune time to do things, a right time for everything on the earth. For things that are important in your life, your time with the Lord, your children, your spouse.
You need to set a definite time for, God bless you, but also leave room for spontaneity, which you just did. How exciting is
that? My apologies. I couldn't hit the button
enough. You're fine.
But you know, at least it's live and real.
That's it. Number four, determined to succeed. Determined to succeed. Believing that you will be an A student, believing you will be a success is a great start. But we must be determined to make it happen regardless of the roadblocks, obstacles, or detours we may face. Og Mandino, years ago, the author of The Greatest Salesman in the World said, Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough.
That's a great quote.
And when you've got God on your side, your determination should be great. We should have the same attitude and determination as the Apostle Paul, who said in Philippians 3:14-15, Philippians 3:14-15 in the Classic Amplified, I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. So let those of us who are spiritually mature and full grown have this mind and hold these convictions. And if in any respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you also. Tommy Lasorda, the longtime manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, said one time, the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a man's determination.
Another great quote.
Amen.
Number five, eliminate ungodly friendships. We want to give you kind of a different take what an ungodly friendship means. Some assume ungodly friendships means having friendship with someone who's not a Christian. That's true, but there's much, much more. I'm going to make a bold statement. If any, Well, if any through this conversation, efforts and attitude, anything in this, prevents you from doing and being what the Word of God says you are to be and to do, any friendship causes that, it's an ungodly friendship.
In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, Classic Amplified, we read it often, but it's true. Do not be so deceived and misled. Excuse me. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and depraved good manners and morals and character. You know, just because somebody says they are a Christian and you think, well, I can hang out with them, is it really, you know, going to do you any good if they don't act like it? Anything and anyone who hinders your progress, your success in the kingdom of God, is going to be considered an ungodly friendship. Number six, negative thinking not allowed. In order to become an A student in life, we need to break out of negative thought patterns, filling our mind with the pure and the positive and the powerful from the Word of God. The best way to get rid of what Zig Ziglar used to call stinking thinking, he would say get a checkup from the neck up,
yes, he
is
would.
A continual dose of Philippians 4, 8 and 9. We're going to read that in the Message Bible. Philippians 4, verses, chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say that you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice, excuse me, what you've learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies.
Honey, that's a great scripture. But the question that we need to be, well, it needs to be asked and answered. And that's why we're going to give you these questions. What kind of thinker are you? Are you a positive or a negative thinker?
Are you a broke or a surplus thinker?
Are you a poor or rich thinker?
Are you in debt or a debt-free thinker? In Philippians 2, verse 5, Philippians 2, 5 in the New Living Translation, it says, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. When we have the same attitude as Jesus and are working at it every day, we won't have to worry about negative thinking anymore.
Hallelujah. Number seven, thank God for blessing and the insight you receive. Psalm 119:32, New Living Translation. I will pursue your commands, for you expand my understanding.
I love that.
So do I. We should be continually praising God for the wisdom of the Word, wisdom that he allows to enter our lives every day. Psalm 35:28, Classic Amplified. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness, rightness and justice, and of all my reasons of your praise all the day long. You want to be an A-list? Do you want to be an A student? Someone who excels in life? Someone who's on the master's list for good grades?
Then you can go by these principles.
These seven keys. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. And if you've been blessed by the teaching, click the button that says Soul Seed. And just ask God what he'd have you sow.
We appreciate everybody who supports this ministry.
We do. Before we sign off, I want to ask you to pray for our friend Maya, M-I-Y-A, today. She's involved in an election, and we believe she's going to win.
That's right. She did last time. She can do it again. Yeah. God can do it again.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.